the constant act of pulling yourself out and thinking bigger and dreaming and getting in gratitude gets you really present to what is.
Welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of Light Pink, best-selling author, three-time fitness world champion, and I'm a crazy multi-passionate entrepreneur. My journey has taken me everywhere from being a broke waitress, barista, retails associate, and personal trainer with massive anxiety and no belief in myself to later becoming a multimillionaire in love with my life. In 2007, my husband and I lost everything. We found ourselves hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt at rock bottom. We had no ideas and I had no education to fall back on. This is when I found personal development and learned everything I could about business. Not by choice, but because I realized no one was coming to save me. The conversations on this podcast are going to let you know that you're not alone and that we all feel like we don't know what we're doing. We're going to give you the tools to help you face your fears, take action, start your business, and grow those massive dreams that are keeping you up at night. It's time to create a life that you can't hide from and put so much on the line that your higher self is forced to come out. You're going to stop waiting for someone to approve of you and you're going to anoint yourself. Because I'm obsessed about building businesses that give women a platform, I want to feature you. So if you text the word podcast to 310-496-8363, you can get your questions answered on our Q&A segment along with a shout out. And if you rate, review, and subscribe to this podcast, we're choosing someone every month to get coached and featured on our show. It just might be you. So let's get started.
And we're back
with another episode of He Said, She Said. Where are we today?
We are sitting in the car, staring at the Bay of Green Bay, because that's what you do when you're on the road and you have to do some podcasts.
So we just went for a 5-mile run and we set 3 days ago, I think, on this path. There's a path that runs all along the Bay of Green Bay. And we drive to it to go and run. And we set the intention that every time we ran, magic was going to happen on this path. We're like, okay, this is going to be called our magical path, where different, like, we're going to get different ideas. We're going to get, you know, set all of these incredible intentions and all of these different ideas for different businesses or scaling or whatever that looks like. The intention of wanting new ideas and ideas for scale in the businesses that we have to come in. And it's working.
It's totally working. So I was feeling like okay this morning. Not extraordinary, not bad. Better. Literally just right in the middle. I was feeling okay. By the end of this five, and I got to clarify, it was 5.5 miles because I'm proud of that extra half mile. Guys, my running game is not very good. So by the end of that 5.5 mile run, I felt so freaking good, so alive, so like I was calling everything in, like I was manifesting everything. And here's why. We literally made it a manifesting run, a running meditation. And it started with a tradition that we have when we go for a walk in the morning. We'll say, okay, 3 gratitudes and 3 excited fours. And, you know, Lori does her 3 gratitudes. I do my 3 excited fours. Or, you know, she does 3 and 3 and I do 3 and 3. But then, I don't know if it was you or me, I forget. You're like, okay, now the next question is, one person you're extra grateful for that you haven't named lately. I think I said that,
you did.
Didn't I? And then you came back at me with another question. Do you remember what it was by chance?
Not the next one, no.
I think it was one business idea you'd be doing if you could snap your fingers and
if you had all the money in the world.
Yep.
Kind of how Light Pink started. I said, if I had all the money and all the time in the world and all the network, what would I be doing?
Oh my God. And then, so we literally just kept throwing these manifesting questions out to each other. And the 5.5 miles flew by. It flew by. Not our speed. Trust me, we're a couple of turtles. But the time flew by. And by the end of it, I was feeling 10 out of 10.
Yeah, you feel like you might have gotten a business idea. Definitely just feel better. It raises your energy just to talk about expansive things instead of, it's very easy, you guys, especially now, just right now with the everything going on in the world, it's very easy to get caught in, you know, maybe more low vibe,
bad media,
whatever it is. So the constant act of pulling yourself out and thinking bigger and dreaming and getting in gratitude gets you really present to what is. And yeah, it's just, it's going to change your whole, I've been in a bad mood in the morning lately here just because I'm not eating super great. I'm a little bit out of routine, but the runs have been like changing my entire mood, just gratitudes and.
Well, guys, this is proof that you really can change your state. So if you wake up on the wrong side of the bed, so to speak, you know, we already have our mantra we wake up to and everything else, but things are going to stack against you, right? Things are going to land in your lap. Things are going to change your perspective for the day, but you get to change them back. Like, this is proof that if you do the something extra, in this case, it was this manifesting meditation run, which we didn't even set out to do. It just happened. It's proof that you can control your day. It's proof that you can control the lenses you see the day through. It's proof that you can choose your perspective. It's proof that you can choose your mood. You know, a lot of times when I'm feeling down and out, or a lot of times when I'm feeling crabby or like I don't want to participate in anything, if I really am honest, if I looked in a mirror and had the guts to be honest, it's because I'm keeping it that way because it's serving me somehow. Mm-hmm. Either it's getting me attention, or I don't feel like doing the work to change my state, or it's serving me in some way. That's one thing I know. Otherwise, if it wasn't serving you, you would immediately change it.
Right.
Because we do have the tools. We do have the very simple things to be able to change your state, change the lenses you see the day through, and therefore change your results for the day.
Yeah, for me, I just know there are certain key things that I have to do to change my state. And that is moving my body and choosing different thoughts in the morning. And if I can set myself up in that first hour to 2 hours that I'm up, then I'm good for the rest of the day. And it requires a formula for me. And all you have to do is figure out your formula as a person and then figure out your formula as a couple. If you are a couple, if you have a significant other, and if not, figure out your formula as a person. And then as how you interact in your business and with other people. It's just a formula every single day, guys, that you have to do. Some days the formula works better than others, but in the long run, this is like a prescription for a good life. And it's more about just making sure you're showing up for it every single day, and you're gonna have more good days than not.
I love that. All right, guys, so listen, short but sweet, get right to the point, and that is you can change your state. You can change the lenses you see the day through. You've got the tools. We've given them to you 1,000 times. Other people have given them to you 1,000 times. It's really your choice to put them into practice or not. And by the way, I can help you do that for totally free. That's the best price in the world, right? Totally free. Actually, that's a different episode because I don't think it's the best price in the world, but you can do it for totally free. And that is, I can text you every single morning I wake up one of my positive perspectives for the day around money or around business. Now, a couple thousand of you are getting this already, and I'm loving when you guys text me back that it changed your day or did this for you or did that for you. And it's just kind of my way of paying it forward. It was Lori's idea. She's like, hey, you wake me up to a mantra every day. Why wouldn't you do that for everybody else? You're naturally positive in the morning most of the time. So that's what I'm willing to do for you guys. Text me the word daily to 310-421-0416. Again, text me the word daily to 310-421-0416, and I will send you a positive perspective around money or business every single morning when I wake up. In the meantime, thanks for listening.
Bye, everyone.